All right, before we start the podcast, I'd like to dedicate this episode to Monty Ohm, who is it Monty Ohm? Monty Ohm? Monty Ohm, who Sorry recently passed away, I believe, this Sunday, February 1st. Some medical complication when he went into surgery. Yeah, he died at the age of 33 from Rooster Teeth, and you guys can read about him more in the link dump. So, but now on to the podcast. This is episode 58?
Something.
58, I think?
Sure.
And I'm Joey.
I'm Ben.
I'm Austin.
And I'm Nikki.
All right. So, and enough of the sadness. We'll try to be happy with the rest of the podcast.
So vagina balancing.
We specifically said we weren't going to go from dedication. But you know what? Monty would have liked that because Monty is all about efficiency and he wouldn't want us to
waste
derail our
time.
Lives actually, mourning him. He would be much happier with us going straight to vagina balancing.
I actually saw his Haloid video for the first time.
Oh, really? Yeah. That was the first time you've ever seen that?
Uh-huh.
It was good. I mean, it was years ago. I saw that long before I knew about Rooster Teeth.
Okay.
Wow. So, I mean, I've known about Monty Ohm, or Monty Ohm, that's still not it. Like
Monty. We've known about Monty.
I've known about Monty long before Rooster Teeth or Red vs. Blue or any of that. So, yeah, his death was pretty hard on me.
Yeah.
It was hard on pretty much everyone who knew him or even knew of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I started Ruby last night, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
From the very beginning?
Yeah, well, it's on Netflix now.
Yeah.
They put it in, like, movie form. So it's just one really long episode, which is...
2 hours.
That's how I've been wanting to watch it. Yeah, the first one's 2 hours. I'm, like, halfway through the second season, and it's, like, 2.5 hours.
Do you want to watch the rest of it tonight?
Between the first season and the... Or I guess volumes is what they are.
Mm-hmm.
First volume and second volume, like, animation-wise, is...
Phenomenal.
Stellar.
Yeah.
Truly great.
Well, like, volume one was, like, the test season, and then I guess they're pulling out all the punches now.
So. Yeah, pretty much, and so I'm interested to see where that goes now that
it's
Monty's
such a
passed.
Good show, too.
I should see that.
Yeah, well, because that was, you know, that was all Monty's thing. That was his project.
That's his brainchild.
Yeah.
I understand that he also did the animations for Red vs. Blue when
he
started getting all CGI.
Yeah, he's the one, well, that's kind of what happened.
That's why they hired him.
Rooster Teeth brought him in to animate Red vs. Blue, and I think it was after season 10, Bernie, like, reached out to Monty and said, hey, you know, Rooster Teeth, or Red vs. Blue is going to go on for a long time. You know, you can keep animating it, but is there anything you want to do? And that's when he told him about Ruby, and then that's now why we have Ruby.
Okay.
So, actually, I was just thinking, that's probably how that conversation went.
Yeah, very probably, and then he pulls out, like, this really big binder of drawings and concept art and storylines. It's like, yeah, well, since you mentioned
of his gun scythe.
Yeah.
Good God, I don't think you know how art works. Like,
no, that's actually what happened.
Well, I had this idea, and it's there's something there.
Yeah, no, well, yeah, no, Monty though.
Monty was like very
hardworking,
hardest efficient. Worker on the fucking planet.
He's one of those guys who's like, I want to build animatronic angel wings. I'm gonna build animatronic angel wings.
Built animatronic angel wings. Yeah.
He's the kind of guy who will press 55 seconds on the microwave instead of 60 because he doesn't have to move between the 6 and the 0, and therefore it's faster.
Yeah, 55 start or 6-0 start.
Yeah, because 5-5 he can do it in one place.
I was considering doing
it. Or he was able to get 5-8 start because it goes in a straight line, so it gets more seconds, but saves on the efficiency of the button pressing.
Although for mine, it would be 6-9 start since start's underneath 9, and also I'm doing 69.
Yeah, so you know, it's all depending on the amount of food cooking and the level of efficiency, but that's kind of efficient.
I think it was. I think it was in Gavin's post that said, Why waste time reloading a sniper rifle when you can use the recoil to cut someone's head off?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I think he was quoting Monty, but yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
All about efficiency.
Recoil. Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You have to watch Ruby to understand it.
Yeah, the whole physics of the weapons in that show are all about...
Ridiculousness.
Yeah. Ridiculousness, but lining it up with physics in a sense that, you know, you use the weapon to... be a weapon, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I understand.
It's always a weapon. There's no downtime with it.
Yeah.
You utilize it to its fullest potential.
Right. All the recoil, everything goes into becoming something else.
Cool.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds cool. Yeah, that's... He had a...
Blake is
cool
my waifu.
I still need to see
I'll
that.
Take Weiss. Yeah. Whatever. She's blonde.
What?
No, she's not blonde. She has white hair.
Close enough.
You have a thing for white hair, Joey.
I have a thing for white hair.
Who doesn't have a thing for white hair? I just have a thing for colored hair. Well, fuck you guys.
I
have a thing for hair. It really doesn't matter.
I like
what kind of hair
dyed
it is.
Red hair.
I like dyed red hair.
I heard diet red.
I like diet red hair.
Yeah, it's kind of like Diet Coke, or, you know, it's diet, but it's not.
Because I'm on a diet. No, I'm not. Yeah. I do yoga. I actually started doing yoga. We made a joke about it, and now I'm actually doing
fucking
yoga.
Before you know
it,
Nikki's going to be pregnant now. That's how that's going to work.
No. No.
We made jokes about doing yoga, and now we're making jokes about being pregnant.
You can get pregnant. You can get pregnant after our panel.
If I get pregnant and we move out, you have to deal with the baby in the middle of the night.
Ooh, fuck that, no.
Just for saying that.
I think I'm okay with it.
No, I will drown the baby. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I probably would, too.
My parents.
I'll take the baby. It's fine.
It's not, because it fucking cries.
No,
and we're all living in the same house.
Euro today.
Well, I was buying so to get go to Salem.
I can be your hero. You don't get my firstborn child because you didn't get me a euro.
Nobody else has gotten you a euro yet.
I know. So
no one's ever given her a firstborn.
So unfortunately, the only person getting my firstborn is me.
Guys, can we have Viva La Beard shirts?
Viva La Beard.
Because we all have some fabulous fucking beards now.
I was gonna shave, and then I'm thinking, well, if I take a picture for the con with my beard, I can't shave and show up at the con without my beard.
Right.
Yeah. But then, Aiden Pierce.
He doesn't have a beard.
He also wears a face mask.
Good points.
Yes, but I almost always had a face mask down because I kind of look like him with my face mask down.
He would look 20% hotter with a beard, too.
That's a very good point.
Right, but he doesn't have a beard. That's like saying Goku had a beard. No.
Yeah.
Oh my god, if Goku...
We're just saying Goku would be more attractive with a beard.
But he's Asian. Asians can't get beards.
Imagine King Vegeta with Goku hair.
What?
That's hot.
Sure.
King Vegeta, he had a beard. I want to be King Vegeta.
He did. King Vegeta. King Vegeta is Vegeta's father.
Whoa, gee.
Because Vegeta is the principal.
My dad's name isn't King Joey. Damn. I'm going to name myself King Joey, and I'm going to name my son Joey.
Prince Joey. Joey, Principal Joey.
We'll buy titles.
Oh, yeah, we can do that. Yeah.
I'll name my firstborn child Nikki.
We should. Have we announced that we were accepted for MetroCon?
I briefly mentioned it while Nikki was blabbering about something nonsensically.
Did we mention that last podcast?
No.
Yes. Has it happened since then? God, it's been long.
Hey, we got a panel at MetroCon.
Yeah, we officially have a panel at MetroCon, so that's fucking awesome.
And did we actually figure out a time?
Saturday at 5, right?
Yes.
I think that's what happened in the group message I was sleeping through.
It was Saturday at 5 or Sunday at 3.
Do people even, go on Sunday?
Yeah, we were there on Sunday.
Yeah.
It's kind of for recovery, but there were people there.
It was for recovery and to see if anyone noticed us that we did anything that fucking
reconnaissance.
Dumb.
Reconnaissance.
My thing is that I want to do a nerdy speed dating.
Host?
Not host, but just, go to one and document our findings.
Can we wear a GoPro?
We must absolutely wear your GoPro. I'll buy one.
Speed dating.
I just came up with an idea.
What?
You know, you're familiar with Goat Simulator.
Yes.
Yes.
What if you
put a GoPro on a goat?
It's called a Goat Pro.
Ooh.
And you can hook it up to an Oculus Rift. It's like Goat Simulator, first person view, but you don't have controls.
But you're an actual goat.
But what if you position it on the goat in such a way so that it looks like you're riding on the goat?
If you make a little stick figure guy that sits on top of the goat's head.
Yeah, really light though, so it's comfortable for the goat, but so that you feel like you're riding a goat.
Make it out of a wire hanger and it goes around.
Isn't that
his
head. Third person or?
It would be a third person for the goat, but you would be riding the goat, so it would be first person.
And you'd be looking through the GoPro.
Yeah.
It'd be Ride a Goat Simulator.
There you go, there. This is $1 million happening right here. And then,
millions,
for the
Joey.
Simulator part,
millions.
You get on one of those rides at, Walmart, where you put the quarter in, and you just rock back and forth, and that'll be the goat. Yeah.
See, the goat. I'm pretty sure the goat is already something.
Coming soon to your Windows 10 HoloView.
Yes! Man.
See, I thought you were going with a date simulator.
No.
And you could play as either Ben or Joey.
That's an idea!
or it's a playthrough of the game, and based on the decisions you make in the conversation, you either end as Joey or end as Ben.
Are you familiar with those types of games? I've played a couple just out of interest.
No, I was thinking Mass Effect, they lead to two different endings.
Oh, okay.
Except the ending is either you're me or Ben.
No, they have some back when Newgrounds was popular.
They did have a lot of those.
Oh, I do remember those. All right, yeah.
And then there were also some questionable ones.
Wasn't there a bunch of anime ones where it was basically porn?
That's what I was referring to.
Yeah. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, I didn't know about
those. Oh,
no, really? No, I knew about them. Yeah,
we've never said porn on a podcast. Never.
No.
No, we're just saying we never played any porn games on the podcast.
No.
What,
I want to play a porn
while
game.
We're on the podcast or...
Both.
But okay. I want to play a porn game in real life.
Wait, speak for yourselves.
You know, it's funny. I saw a post on Reddit. I probably won't even be able to find this. But it was talking about sheet physics. And physics like in sheets of wool or whatever. Like a blanket.
Okay.
In such a way. And they said, wow, look at this sex game. It has such phenomenal physics. And then, like, they brought up a good point. And this, like, blanket looked like a real blanket. Like, it moved like a real blanket. It just happened to be part of a sex game.
See?
Really?
That's the thing. What the fuck? People show commercials like, this is how awesome technology is. This new Forza game. Focus on, like, the sheen of a car. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, but if you look 15 inches to the right, you can see...
cardboard cutouts?
Yeah, cardboard cutouts in the crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah, the crowd is, like, no special effects whatsoever.
Yeah.
It's like 1990s Mortal Kombat. Like, people in the stands, like...
Yeah, like, everybody's doing the same
maybe
motion.
Sometimes it's just people standing there, like still...
Yeah, yeah, they don't even move.
It's just a staff copy and paste it over and over again.
I would love for them to have, like, a picture of that, and I'd just be sitting in the front, like the most ugliest face in the world.
That's another idea for one of the pictures we do. We should do one of those, like, overlay pictures where there's, like, us in multiple places in the picture. You know what
like,
I'm talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, like Christian rock band.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Can I be, like, hanging page. Upside down from
so,
something?
But I think we all have Sunday off, correct?
Marrying material.
You guys, right Sunday's here. Off, right?
Yes.
Sunday
yes.
off.
Yes.
Sunday off?
So,
Sunday off.
So are you calling Sunday off?
No. I'm calling Sunday on because Sunday's off. That's right.
And two for one smoothies. And there's four of us.
Yes.
Oh.
I suppose ooh. I can get a thing.
You will want the smoothie.
And the Renaissance Festival starts this weekend.
Right. That's what I was getting at.
So after that, we could go to the Renaissance Festival.
Yeah, so my thought
during
is...
Okay. Or we could take pictures not. There.
Yeah, what I'm thinking is, okay, Saturday we got the live stream. Uh-huh. Guys, stay here. Then Sunday morning, we go to Curtis Dixon Park. We take pictures and shit. And then...
I wonder how much, like, soda cans I would need to cast an aluminum lance.
Probably a lot.
Yes.
I probably have enough.
You probably need a lot.
That's true.
Just give me like a week and I'll create
Let's do it.
Armor for all of us.
Yes.
You'd have to get cans from like all of our houses.
Yeah. That's fine. Everyone bring me your fucking cans.
Okay.
As opposed to our normal
He's
cans.
He's homeless.
Give me your cans! Change!
Yeah, and then so we'll take pictures of Curtis Dixon Park, then we'll go get smoothies, then we'll go to the Renaissance Festival and take pictures there.
And what are we going to do?
At the Renaissance Festival? Drink beer.
I don't know.
Well, hell yeah, we're
we'll talk about
beer.
The pictures and stuff.
What,
every
what's beer?
Ale.
Let's not drink ale. I don't like ale.
You don't like ale?
Mm-mm. I like ale.
Have you ever been to Yard of Ale?
No.
They serve beer.
Okay.
That's funny.
That was good. That was good.
So, I was thinking, when I was writing notes and stuff, I was thinking, All right, when you take a picture...
I thought you were going to say when you take a piss.
when you take a picture, there is a supposed latency in that.
Correct.
What?
With the sun hitting the object and hitting your eye, or hitting the lens. Would that be the same for in real life?
Yes.
So
I am seeing you in the past. I am seeing and hearing you in the past.
Okay. Cool. Now, on top of that...
Oh my god, that's going to fuck me over
right?
so hard.
It's fucking your brain right now. All of a sudden, you're like...
I'm not thinking.
Well, okay, nothing okay. you're seeing is in real time.
So even then that light hits you, even if it's like a fraction of a light second.
I can't help but think that he's in the past now. This is fucking me up.
Well, just think you're in the future.
That's not how that works. You're the only thing in the present. But not even that, because the neurons firing and the actual thoughts you're having, delayed. Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking, because when I tell you something...
Nothing's real!
You're seeing it and processing in your head. Even if it's like a nanosecond, it's still a process.
Yeah.
You're a process.
It's still a latency. No, we're all processes, Ben.
Welcome to the universe experiencing itself.
I'm dying now. I'm dying on the inside.
Ben's in the
Take advantage
Matrix.
Of this here can of smell.
Did somebody fart?
What? Did you fart?
I did.
God damn it.
You know. This podcast brought to you by Old Spice.
No, curing butt not. Smells since 2014.
No, it's not. Please 15. Don't sue us.
I wrote 2014 on a work order today.
I've been pretty good. I've surprisingly only written 2015, probably because I didn't write 2014 once in 2014.
True.
But, you know.
I've been doing it pretty well because I have to like write the dates all the time when I make tickets.
I'm always a day behind, too. I've marked every day for the last two, since the beginning of the year, I've marked every day for the day before.
Huh.
Really?
Well, just think it's tomorrow.
And you're living in the past.
I'm living in the past.
Oh my god, that's what's happening. It's getting worse.
Oh no.
The latency is increasing.
Ben's slowing down the speed of light.
Ben's lagging.
Oh, but there's actually something, I don't know how actually credible this is, but I think it was credible that your brain and your eyes work together to actually calculate what's going to happen milliseconds in the future to account for that. Not just the delay of the light, but the delay between your eyes and your brain and like actually processing all that. So it'll calculate what's going to happen to assist you.
Yeah, if there is a sequential thing happening, like a cyclical or sequential thing, like let's just say a clock, for example.
Cyclical.
And if you're like paying attention to something else and you look up at the clock, that moment you look up at the clock, it feels like the second hand's so slow.
Yeah, like because what happens is when your eyes move, your eyes cannot process information.
I'm going to try this at work a lot
right
now.
No, it's going to be weird. Your eyes cannot process information while they're moving. Physically impossible. So, yeah. So when you look over, your brain has to fill in that missing gap of information from while your eyes are moving.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes the image you're seeing now and relays it over your past information. So your brain is lying to you, telling you you remember something you don't remember. And so that it makes the second seem longer. And that's a theory for the cause of deja vu, is a similar effect that's happening, mm-hmm. that your brain's overriding in the past, but it's actually experiencing it in real time.
In this podcast, we experience science and explain it.
Yeah. Yes. Yay. And just for like a simpler term, when you look quickly and you still like, well, I saw the rest of the room, that's actually your brain's, for lack of a better word, cachet, or how people pronounce cache.
Cache. Yeah. Processing.
It's pretty
Guys,
great.
I have something to add to this.
Nerds! Welcome to the podcast, man.
Oh, you don't fucking say.
Well, yeah, so that's
I love how Ben calls us all nerds offensively, and now he's the one who's offended.
So,
no, I'm outnumbered. No, I'm outnumbered, but I'm equally as nerdy as you guys, just on different things.
Yeah,
like you guys are actual like fucking nerds. I'm good at vagina balancing and anime.
Hey,
I'm good at both
vagina.
Of those.
It's multiple vaginas.
You're not balancing multiple vaginas.
No, you're balancing multiple vaginas.
I am, not Austin. Austin only has one to balance.
Hey, how many do you think she has?
One, I'd hope.
Oh my god, is she one of those weird people with two vaginas?
No.
Is that weird? Man, I select some weirdly weird girls
in. You know there's a dude with two penises?
Yes.
And they both work?
And they both work, yeah. But one works a lot better than the other one.
What?
What's that?
He did an AMA on Reddit a while ago.
Okay.
He did what?
Ask me
an AMA, ask me anything. We could just ask him anything.
Can we do an AMA after Metricon?
Possibly.
Even though Metricon is our AMA.
Maybe like after a year or so, I don't know. We're up like to almost 150 likes already.
I know.
That's exciting.
Fucking advertising, man.
Gone from the ground up.
We are. We're gonna be huge guys.
Yeah.
We're gonna be huge guys.
Well, physically not really, but we're gonna be huge as a
huge like, comma guys.
Huge. We're huge comma guys?
No, huge.
I'm not that big into commas.
Comma guys.
I'm actually more into periods. Oh god.
Full stops.
Full stops. I'm into full stops.
6.9. Good, clean, fun. Interrupted by a period.
I have 3D glasses. Very similar to that. Thanks, man. He has very stylish 3D glasses.
Yeah, me and Ben, like, God, 6 years ago now, we bought like
24. We bought a case of 24.
24 sunglass style
3D glasses.
I guess you paid like $12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
50 cents.
It was not expensive.
Yeah, so I'm sorry. What was your joke?
Oh, it's kind of past the moment now, but I said 6.9. Good, clean, fun, ruined by a period.
I'm going to go home.
So, moving on. There is a monitor in the closet.
Yeah, this is the original podcast computer.
I know.
Like 343 Guilty Spark?
Oh, I wish. Man.
If we had one of those, dude, we'd all be dead.
I'm going to freaking 3D print it. I'm going to 3D print that and a ghost.
Okay.
3D print a ghost for sure.
Yeah, I'm getting my 3D printer at the end of this month.
Yay!
Yay!
Wow.
Unanimous 3, 2, 1.
Yay!
I can't wait to use that sound effect and stuff. I'm so saving that sound effect.
Can we use that sound effect for everyone who follows us on Twitch?
Yes! That's an excellent idea, Ben. I love you.
I was gonna say,
I love you too,
man.
Okay.
I should have
said, I love you too, Austin.
You already confessed your love to Ben earlier.
Yeah.
Did you guys see my response?
Yeah. So are y'all going to get the new 3DS? Or the new Nintendo 3DS XL?
DS 3 XL.
Could I get a new Nintendo 3DS iXL 2? Lite?
Is that 2 as well or 2 2?
2 as in the number 2.
2 2.
As in poop?
Yes.
Okay. The 3DS XL poop.
3DS I XL.
Poop.
Poop.
Lite.
2.
The 2 3DS. Because they have a 2DS now.
The 4DS.
Oh, so they'll have a 2DS iXL 2 new.
No more. No more. We're
it
done
is too new. Anyways, so.
I'm going to get the PS Vita too. If that ever comes
out. Do they have a 3D PS Vita?
It has Lite an HD DVD
player. Ah! Good.
Okay, I was going to say. Oh, yeah, but they have NFC in them now. The new 3DS XLs.
What do you mean?
Oh, right, for
Amiibos.
The Amiibos,
yeah. And it's not just Super Smash Bros. That's compatible. It's many other games. Yeah. Like, Mario Kart's compatible, and Zelda games are compatible. You can stick characters that belong to games and, like, upload them and have, like, special saves. Or you can get other characters that don't belong to the games, and you can unlock special weapons that are themed.
So is there a Mega Man Amiibo yet?
Not to my knowledge. So wait, when, yes, there is. They just released it.
So,
or announced.
When is Nintendo going to buy the Mega Man franchise off of Capcom?
I have no idea.
Yes, hopefully I did. Soon. I did correct myself to be offensive to that shitty company for what they did to my glorious character.
What did they do to you?
They fucking ruined Mega Man. Capcom needs to get kicked in the balls because of what they did to Mega Man.
They need to get capped in the com.
Because anybody's curious, Ben is bitter about this.
I'm very bitter. Because when they did, it was Tekken versus Street Fighter, I think, and it had Mega Man in it, but they had...
Hold on. We're good. Sorry.
They had creepy Uncle Mega Man.
What?
It was like a fat Mega Man in a fucking spandex suit with a handgun. Like, that's fucking Mega Man.
Well, I remember that.
Yeah. And I got fucking furious.
Wasn't that the 3D one?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I refuse to buy another Capcom game ever since that came out. No Resident Evil.
Wasn't that like old?
No nothing. What?
What is it?
That really old one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's when you're in a 3D world and it plays kind of like Doom.
What? No, this is Street Fighter vs. Tekken, I think. This is the game it was.
Never mind.
Where they released Pac-Man as a playable character as well.
Okay. What?
Yeah.
Oh, Super Smash Brothers.
Basically.
I hate Pac-Man in that game.
No, what was the thing you said?
Creepy Uncle Mega Man.
I'm looking it up.
Or it's Mega Man no Osen. Which is rough translation, Creepy Uncle Mega Man.
That's weird.
It really irritated the fucking piss out of me.
My heart just got like
really. As opposed to the normal piss?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but, irritated piss. It's you know how sometimes you piss and it's like really hot?
No. He said they irritated the fucking piss out of him.
So it's like
his piss for peeing on his not girlfriend.
So it's
on the vagina that he's balancing.
Yes. It's like getting punched in the kidney while you're peeing and jacking off at the same time.
Into jacking balance off and peeing
seems like a like
that's how he balances the vaginas. He has to pee and ejaculate into them differently to match the weights or something.
My official conclusion is Nintendo needs to buy the rights to Mega Man and buy the entire franchise and do something brilliant with it.
Maybe that'll boost the sales of the Wii U because
that's
actually their slow selling console.
Yeah, because it sounds like an extension for the Wii. Like
I know when I
did you upgrade your Wii to the Wii U? No, I think I got that update. Maybe I updated
my Wii to the Wii-ness.
Yeah. I think that... Oh, Wii-ness.
What about the Wii-verse?
By the way, I'm sure it's over now, but the Metroid Prime Trilogy was available on the Nintendo Play Store for $10. I bought it, even though I don't have a Wii U.
Because we're eventually going to get one.
Eventually we'll get one.
I'm thinking of getting one. I just filed my taxes, and I filed them again in your room because I messed up something. But I have a larger amount than I expected.
Nice!
So congratulations.
It almost doubled.
I still haven't got my W-2s, and it's like February 4th. Like, there's some laws being broken here.
I got mine.
No, there's not. You have until March.
No, they have to give you your W-2s.
February 12th.
They have to be postmarked by January 31st.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
So, I don't have to file for a while, but...
I don't think I have all mine, either.
Yeah.
Well, the Amityville Horror House is on the market for $1.1 million.
No.
Hey, I have $1.1 million.
No.
You do?
I got really good tax returns.
I'm not sure that's how tax returns work. I don't think you could ever get that much money back.
Oh, I bet you could.
Possibly.
How many kids do you have to have? You get $3,000 per kid.
Really?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, 333,000 kids.
Like size getting a decent chunk back because of Riley.
Is that right?
Your mom's a decent chunk.
I don't know. It's a shame we don't have Alexa to do math questions
first. That'd be hilarious if your mom was fat. Your mom's a decent chunk. That's what I said.
Ah.
Jesus.
I don't want to know.
What are you doing?
That sound is going to be all over the podcast. Yeah. And you're going to hate yourself.
I am.
What is that? Is that a mint?
Joey's going to claw his fucking tongue out.
Oh.
It's like my throat's kind of dry, so I'm like scratching my throat with my tongue.
Here, you want some Rockstar?
No, I'm good.
It's empty anyway.
I'll show you a Rockstar.
This is Rockstar Exurance. This podcast not sponsored by Rockstar, but I should be.
Yeah.
I go into the convenience store across from my job so much that, and I buy two Rockstars at a time because they're 2 for $3, that they gave me a fucking Rockstar sticker. They're like, you get this stuff all the time. Here, you should have this. I'm nice. Like, word.
So,
I really like Rockstar energy drinks. If anyone is listening, if anyone...
I have a mustache.
Stop
mustache.
Shut up, you're not supposed to hear me.
If anyone listens to this podcast and comes to see us at MetroCon, bring me a case of Rockstar and I will be your best friend.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Then we'll give you one free hug.
I will give you one free hug. It'll be a big hug. I'll probably pick you up. There I don't care how big you are. I will pick you up.
We get like the 600-pound guy. I brought your Rockstar. And Ben is just like lifting him above his head doing like...
And then you get an aneurysm.
What?
And then you get an aneurysm.
And I die.
Yeah. Worth it.
Hernia of the brain.
Worth it. So
his last words worth.
Even though Destiny's completely irrelevant now, someone beat Atheon melee only.
Yeah?
That
in
sounds lovely.
Sort of not related news, somebody beat the Elite Four with 2 level 1 Pokemon.
What?
Yeah.
Who were they?
That's more impressive than Atheon.
Yeah.
Was it Ditto?
No, it was like Pinecone and Skarmory, I think.
Really?
I could be wrong about that. Yeah, they,
How many full restores and full revives did they use?
Well, it was, because they were only level one, there was like a cheap revive, I forget, it was like some barrier or something. And they also used it in a line with Sturdy, which prevented them from dying in the one hit.
One hit, yeah.
But, the problem was they had to beat the Elite Four and still be level one. So how do they beat the character without gaining the XP? Because you beat any one of the Elite Four characters, you're going to go up way above level one.
So how'd that happen?
Well, they had to time it right each time where the enemy fainted at the same turn that the player's Pokemon fainted, because a fainted Pokemon does not receive XP. Which also means that they couldn't switch out Pokemon, because if they switched out Pokemon, then they would have been in battle and they would have gained the XP.
Hmm. Interesting.
So they had to change the Pokemon for each battle so that they could revive the other Pokemon as well as do some sort of attack. It was really cool.
Did you ever hear of the fear method?
Fear method?
Yeah, it's how you beat the Elite Four with Rattata.
Oh.
It's Rattata. Focus Sash, which I forget. You always go first or something like that.
Okay.
No, wait. Focus Sash, I think that stops you from being knocked out in one hit. And then you have to have the move Endeavor. And then you have to have Quick Attack.
Right.
And R is Rattata.
I think
attack.
He actually mentioned that in his thing about beating him with 2 1-player characters or whatever, or level
right.
one characters.
So what they do is they attack you first, because they have the highest attack speed.
Right.
Then on that same turn, because you have Focus Sash, you don't get knocked out. You use Endeavor. Endeavor brings them to the same hit points as you, so it knocks them down to 1 hit point, and then you use Quick Attack, and Quick Attack will always do at least 1 damage.
Ah! That's awesome.
And then you cry yourself to sleep.
Yes.
Because you realize you're a fucking loser.
Yes. But I love that method, and I want to try it.
It's pretty awesome.
While we're on the subject of video games, Grand Theft Auto Heist is coming out on the 24th.
No, it's not. It's going to get delayed.
No. Heist is coming out for current gen consoles. I'm not saying next gen anymore because they're current.
Right.
And,
no, it's not.
And it's coming out before the PC version is being released, which is March 24th, which will most likely be delayed again.
I'm totally okay with that, considering they were supposed to have Heist for fucking ever ago.
I don't even care anymore.
Yeah, like, fucking Payday 2. Like, damn.
Like, everyone online has made their own fucking Heist at this point. Yeah. They're like, we're gonna try this!
I'm gonna rob the convenience store and run!
There was one where they robbed every convenience store on Los Santos?
Los Santos, yeah.
They robbed every convenience store without dying, and that was their heist.
Yeah, all my classes are all dirty, fuck.
It's impressive.
Like, in one row?
In one, like, solid run.
Without, like, with the cops chasing them?
Well, they'd lose heat, but...
Okay, yeah, I've done something similar to that, but not all of them.
Every single
time. And debatably, that's all I did when I played Grand Theft Auto V is... Because I couldn't really decide what else to do to get XP to like unlock stuff, so I just robbed convenience stores.
You could do deathmatch and stuff like that.
But... He also played golf.
Really?
Golf would give you a shitload of money.
Really?
Yeah.
Fucking rich people. God damn it. I just cleaned out my glasses, and as I put it back in my face, I got my fingerprints.
I play golf and actually get more XP than money, but you still get a substantial amount of both.
Substantial amount of both.
Yes.
That just sounds weird. I don't know why, but it sounds weird to me.
What?
That's hungry.
Joey and I have not ate all day.
You know what? This is exactly what I've eaten today. I've eaten ice cream.
Fuck
and
you.
Two of those like veggie straw chip things.
Ew.
Did you eat the whole bag or just two?
Just
two straws.
Two individual straws.
How long have we been going on the podcast for?
And you had half a honey bun.
And I had half a honey bun thanks to Ben.
Should we have a short podcast?
Nah.
Yeah, we'll go
a little bit later.
At least the 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I
had an egg salad sandwich and half of a honey bun that I split with Joey.
I had cheese and apples and peanut butter and chips.
Sounds good.
I had chicken minis from Chick-fil-A and
Shut
a
up.
Bacon, egg, and cheese
right,
for lunch.
I forgot about those. Those were free yesterday, weren't
yes.
they? I meant to go.
And I won the raffle to get one of those free cards.
Oh. I thought you said free cars. I was like, holy shit, dude.
Yeah.
You've had a great day.
Well, no, because karma almost caught up with me. Like, I woke up on time, had enough time to take a shower and stuff in the morning, which never happens. And, you know, I drove to Chick-fil-A. I was like, man, there's a long line, but I'm up early, so I have enough time. So, stop it, Nikki. She's rubbing my face while I'm talking.
Yeah, Nikki makes it impossible to record this podcast. She's like the little pup. It's like Fifi. It's just like, well, let me go chew on the mic cords.
Except I don't look like Master Splinter.
Nor do you shit
that's
all
you
over
think.
The podcast room.
I disagree. You don't want to sit on this couch. So that's actually why we're spraying the body spray.
Yeah. Good.
But anyways, so...
Except I have to sleep on that couch Saturday.
True.
What was I saying?
We'll have an air mattress somewhere, maybe. Probably not.
What was I saying?
I'll sleep with you, Joey. We'll
chicken minis,
your tiny
we're running late.
Karma.
Lying.
Oh, yeah.
Karma.
So, yeah, I went to Chick-fil-A, and I was like, yeah, I'll have this and that. And they're like, all right, it's going to be $2. I'm like, I ordered okay. two things. And then they're like, yeah, chicken minis are free. I was like, oh, okay. And then the guy, because the Chick-fil-A I order at has two bays for ordering. So two the guy bays. In front of me was in front of me, but then he let me... He let me go around him. He let me go around him even though he ordered before me.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, okay. And then I got to the window and she gave me the card. And I was like, if that guy didn't let me go first, he would have gotten the card. So then I got the card. I'm like, hell yeah. And then I drove and the entrance to Chick-fil-A is kind of like this big cluster. And truck stopped. Yes. A truck stopped to let me go through since it was like completely blocking me from exiting. And a car tried to go around the truck at high speeds and almost hit me. If I didn't slam on the accelerator, he would have hit my tail end.
Wow.
My stomach dropped. I was waiting for the hit.
The dump.
Yeah, I say you were very lucky.
Yeah, but like if that guy didn't let me go first, I wouldn't have seen the car. Or I wouldn't have dealt with the car.
Or maybe the accident would have happened with somebody else and the cars would have exploded right in front of you. And then you would have died because you got a fire.
Final destination.
I don't catch on fire. I was born that way.
Are you a Targaryen?
Or final destination and
are you a
avoided kitten? Death. And now...
fire kitten.
And now death is slowly catching up with you.
There's something else that refers to that. I forgot what it is. Oh, well.
Can we stop talking about mindfucky subjects on this podcast?
Oh,
I'm going to go home and have the weirdest fucking dream tonight.
Take some Alpha Brain.
No.
I ran out. I need to get some more. I took my last pill last week.
I got some.
I need to order more supplements for working out.
Alpha Brain.
No.
Alpha Brain.
Yeah, apparently I'm tired too. Shit, that came out of nowhere. I couldn't even stop that one.
That's what she said. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Nikki, stop.
Okay.
Yeah, she did.
What?
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
What?
Just kidding.
What?
Hold on.
Oh, God.
Hold on.
No, I'm just, that was a podcast.
God damn it.
No, that's what I was holding on for. I was waiting for Austin.
So, did you hear about Kim Jong-un's new policy?
No.
He's fighting for women equality.
Yeah?
Yeah. He actually just made a new law to where women are required to join his military.
Interesting.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Hey, try not to cover your mouth, because I noticed it last podcast I was editing, I was like, oh, it's not what you're talking about. Yeah.
Sorry about
that.
No,
that's all good. Yeah,
way
to
go.
Just thought I'd mention it.
Stop
Although
it!
I do have to say, overall...
I do that a lot.
Like,
when
I've been looking around at other streams and other podcasts, like pretty like high-up professional-level podcasts. we are like on top in terms of audio quality.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, there are some like IGN has a lackluster. I think it was IGN. I don't want to be talking out of my ass here in case I do. But like some big names, I was like, wow, their audio is like fucking recorded with a microwave.
Yeah.
So go us.
One of my good friends
was saying with the stream.
Microwave
too.
Or microphone?
Microwave.
Stop. You are not in an 80s cop movie.
Doesn't like my mustache comb.
I love that.
I'm about to buy a mustache comb. I'd use yours, but that's fucking gross.
I'll link you the one. I'll link you which one I got.
Okay, yeah.
The guy emailed me after I
bought
it.
You use it on the rest of your beard too?
Yes.
Yeah. It's...
My friend was on a, but jumping back to that topic about audio quality, a good friend of mine was on a professional wrestling podcast, and the quality, oh my God, I wanted to claw my fucking ears out.
Yeah.
Like it
should have done it.
I know. It sounded like they were recording on a laptop from like 1990.
Yeah. No, I had a friend too that I went to high school with. He was Arabic, I think. And he did a podcast interview with some like popular soccer player. I didn't understand it. It was all in
soccer terms?
Farsi? Is that what it's called? The language? So I didn't understand it. But like the other guy must have been on Skype in Spain talking on his phone on speakerphone across the room.
That's exactly what this podcast is.
And this guy got like 10,000 listens on his podcast and like all these shout outs on Twitter. And I'm like, you can't even hear the other guy. Even if I spoke the language, I wouldn't be able to understand him.
It was also very quiet, and I had my volume all the way up, headphones in, still couldn't hear shit.
And ours is a pretty solid volume.
Yeah, I don't
appreciate
I don't think
us, damn it.
I don't think it's too loud when I listen to it. I appreciate the ability to turn the audio down and still be able to hear it.
Yeah, I definitely like too loud rather than too low, because you can always turn volume down, can't always turn volume up.
Yeah. I noticed the shirt you're wearing, Benjamin.
Yeah.
The ShadowCon shirt.
Where's my ShadowCon shirt?
Did you ever get one?
You didn't come on Friday to pick up your thing.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You didn't come on Friday.
Did you get a shirt, though?
I did get a shirt.
Oh. Joe, I ripped the neck of it. Friday. I need to get it sewed back.
Actually, I probably did.
What?
What'd you say?
Nikki said I didn't come on Friday, and I said I probably did.
Did you?
Jesus now, Joey?
Not this Friday, that Friday.
I know.
Jeez.
That Friday.
The Friday before Metro or ShadowCon.
The Friday of ShadowCon. ShadowCon started on a Friday, guys.
I'm curious as to what you were doing.
What was I doing?
No, Joey.
Masturbating on the balcony.
Okay.
What?
That wasn't a balcony.
Did you
it was ground level. It's a patio.
No, this was Friday before we were at ShadowCon.
Yeah.
What balcony?
I don't know.
Whose balcony is Joey, why are you going to random strangers' houses and masturbating on their balconies?
Because it's funny. Now
that's how you get arrested.
Did you go onto the balcony from outside or from the inside?
Climb up and...
Depends on how...
Were you facing the door?
Throw down your golden hair!
Were you masturbating on their balcony?
Or standing on their balcony?
were you masturbating off of their balcony?
Okay, the balcony was above the front door. And so off the balcony onto the walkway up to the front door.
Of whose home?
Doesn't matter. Anybody's home that happens up a balcony above the front door.
And if they go don't, and masturbate over it.
That was a good place to masturbate.
Note to self, let's not get a house with a balcony.
No wonder Joey's so good with
that. I never did that in my own house. Do that in my own house.
Good morning, world.
Of course I have standards.
Who doesn't?
Balconies, Nikki.
Oh, okay.
Balconies, Nikki. Two-story houses only.
Yeah. And again, that wouldn't be our balcony. That's just gross. I'm going to have to walk by my own scene in the morning.
Walk out.
You'd have to see his...
It'll be a scene from The Life of Brian. So I just... be like, Messiah!
I just rubbed my face, and I realized that I smashed myself in the face with a ball-peen hammer yesterday. It fucking hurts.
Oh, what?
What?
Ball-peen hammer.
Those pointy little ones. Not pointy, but like the little balls.
A ball peen hammer sounds like something you'd use in the BME Pan Olympics to chop off your dick.
Oh, I bashed myself in the fucking face with it instead.
Completely accidental. Not as bad.
It's a high point of pressure.
Yeah.
Like hammer, a normal hammer is more spread out.
And I was swinging as hard as I could. Oh, all right, so let me tell the story real quick. And I don't know if we'll have enough time after.
Oh, well, it's not like we have to.
Yeah,
like,
we don't have to.
Ben, shut the fuck up. We're at 45 minutes.
All right.
Tell the story next week.
All right. So I was at work, and I work at a car place again. Got a job there. And I was trying to take a tire off a car, but the tire was frozen to the hub. And I don't know if anyone knows what that experience is like, but you have to usually kick it really hard to break it free. So I'm kicking this thing as hard as I fucking can, and it's not coming loose.
Wow.
So I drop down underneath the car. The car is jacked up just a tiny bit, about 6 inches off the ground. So I drop down and grab a ball peen, grab a ball peen hammer, and I start. When you hit it, my ball peen hammer has a plastic rubber end over the smash side, so it doesn't damage rims when I have to hit the rim.
Okay.
Because you're not supposed to really hit the rubber, you're supposed to hit the wheel. So I'm hitting the wheel, yes, just like that, but it's got a plastic tip.
Okay.
And I just hit my mic. So I'm hitting this thing as hard as I fucking can with one arm.
The mic?
No, I'm hitting the, that too. I'm hitting the tire as hard as I can, the wheel. And I was like, fuck it. I grabbed both hands, laying down, swing as hard as I can with both hands, miss the wheel, hit the tire, which is bouncy rubber full of air. The bear bounces back and smashes me right in the fucking face.
God, that sounds like a story out of a sitcom.
Like, I have like a small cut in my nose. It's not huge, but it fucking hurts. And it bled like a bitch. So I'm just laying on the ground, like face up now, underneath this car, blood trickling down my face. I'm like, why am I such a fucking idiot?
Wait. Is that in reference to female abuse or period blood? You bled like a bitch.
Ah.
Like, so what kind of person are you, Joey?
Well, normally...
what kind of person are you, Joey?
Yeah.
Normally it's black eyes only, no blood. I don't hit that hard.
So
it'd have to be period blood. That would make the most sense.
Oh, black eyes. Okay.
You think I said black guys?
Yeah.
Wow, way to make my feminist joke, or my sexist joke, racist, dick.
No, a racist gays, dick?
Though. Racist, comma, dick.
I'm sure it's comma not a racist period. A comma dick?
I give up.
But comma dick, is that kind of like home. The J-shaped penis?
Comma dick.
But I have a huge bruise on my nose now, and it fucking hurts.
Yeah, it's like a J-shaped
bruise?
Chode.
Oh, okay. I have a J-shaped chode on my
bruise. It's not an exclamation point.
I think if you have a J-shaped dick, you really need to go to the hospital.
Reevaluate your life.
Checked out.
I heard that it would be optimal for the G-spot, but...
Yeah, but you know, it's still
but except
like,
for the fact that now
you're candy cane for a dick.
We can agree this looks like a comma, right?
Yeah, but just your hand, like no part of your wrist.
Yeah. Well, if you do it like this, that's kind of like a penis. That's that's the sack.
You're right.
That's the tip.
You're right. Yeah, like a limp penis.
Yeah.
Yeah. This probably nobody knows what we're talking about.
What I'm thinking of is like a full-on raging erection, but it looks like a fucking candy cane.
Yeah. Like,
hey, candy canes aren't J-shaped.
There's your
upside-down candy canes are.
Okay, fine. A candy cane shaped dick.
Okay, so now
is it lowercase or capital J?
Damn it!
In that particular moment in time, it was lowercase.
So it has a little ball. it has a little ball behind it.
Well, it has two of them.
Oh my god!
So it'd be
I don't know.
Why are we talking about dick so much?
So it'd be like an Uber J.
Oh my god! Uber dick. Ultra dick!
Dude.
Throwback to the UFail app.
My ankle itches so bad.
Ultra
That's quite a tragedy.
It is a tragedy.
Does anyone still have that app?
My dad does.
Your dad has it?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Is it on the marketplace?
No. It hasn't been forever. I probably still have the source code somewhere.
Do you have the APK?
Probably.
There was no APK.
Was it an iPhone?
An iPhone.
Damn it.
Do I think it's like an IPA?
Oh, whatever. But
API?
The old files on your old laptop, right?
New files on my new laptop.
Do you still have it? Did you transfer it over?
I transfer everything over everywhere.
Okay.
Stop.
I've saved everything
for
the last
forever. I would fucking throw that thing out.
No, it's great. Keep the audio files at least.
Yeah, the audio files are pretty cool.
Maybe you should revamp the app.
I just remember the only part I had in doing the voice effects was like I was dead asleep while they were recording them. And I woke up in the middle, and I just roll over when they hit record.
Well, no. He grabbed a slice of pizza and a Dr. Pepper.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just like, ultra fail. And then he passed the fuck back out.
Asleep?
No.
No, he actually was genuinely asleep.
This was like 3:30 in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. I remember the story differently.
You?
What?
What?
All right, I apologize for audio quality,
because Nikki's groping your mouth.
Nikki, as usual, towards the end of the podcast, is ruining Austin.
Nikki's attention span does not last a full podcast length. It's almost like an indicator if it's time to end the podcast because Nikki can no longer pay attention.
Yeah. Austin, dude, you look weird with flat hair.
Stop it.
Can we take a picture of it?
No.
Post that for the link dump?
Yes! I don't have my hat. Stop.
No. Do it anyways.
Because we're going out tonight.
So what? Yeah.
We're going partying. We're going to the club, girl.
Club Applebee's.
Club, bitch.
Club Bees.
We're not going to Club Applebee's, are we?
No.
We're gonna get some
motherfucking Euros.
I'm excited about Euros.
I'm glad I ate them.
I'm really... That's why they I have made other food you there. Food.
It's not just Euros. That's not why you made me food.
Well, it's mostly because I love you, but second of all, I wanted Euros. And I know you don't...
Why can't I find a nice girlfriend?
So, you made me food. You prepared me food from last night.
I did
because
not
you expected me... You expected to eat...
from last night.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
You said you were preparing food for last night.
I had the stuff prepped. I had to grate cheese and cut the sausage and stuff.
So you prepped food since last night because you were expecting to have a conversation the next day about maybe eating Euros with the podcast.
No.
Totally how it happened.
Talk about latency.
He's complaining because I made him food.
What a jerk.
Well, you did mess it up.
Shut the fuck up.
Dude, she made you a peanut butter and jelly cake for your birthday.
What? Like,
you've never seen that?
You've absolutely seen that.
Oh,
picture.
No, I totally have. I totally have. I'm lying. I have seen this, but I want one.
Nikki, you should make us one.
No. Fuck yes. You guys. Unless you want
to... I really want to
do it in celebration for MetroCon. Bring one to MetroCon.
Make one for Valentine's Day, and it's shaped like a heart.
What are we going to do for Valentine's Day? Because we have the stream.
Joey and Ben are hiring hookers.
We're also not going to Atlanta.
Oh.
We dropped out.
Oh.
Of college?
My team was competing in Atlanta, but we pulled out last minute.
That's usually the best.
That's a good thing.
That's not safe.
It's not safe.
Well, it's safer than not pulling out.
Exactly. Someone would have been hurt, I guess. I don't know. How does that work? Someone would have got pregnant.
Well, it is Atlanta.
What are we going to... We should do something for Saturday.
Yeah.
Like something really obnoxious.
Like me get off work. No, we can't.
By
I am off
GA.
Work. No, I'm not. Fuck,
hookers.
I have to
We're
gonna
get hookers.
Job.
Right. What the
answer.
Fuck are you gonna
are we,
find
are we going,
hookers
are we,
at
are we going
this
fishing?
Hour?
I don't. That's a good point.
Are we going fishing?
We could dress up in like fishing gear, or we could wear dresses. I'm not wearing a dress on the internet. I don't know. I'm out of
Why
ideas.
Not? I'll wear a dress on the internet.
Shut up.
Yeah, right. She'd wear the suit, we'd wear the dresses.
Well, you know, there's a very good chance we'll be in the new house.
Can we all, like, sit with our legs open while we wear dresses?
They're kilts now.
Yeah, no, we'll definitely decorate my room. We'll get, like, streamers and Valentine's balloons and flowers.
Oh, God.
And no, let's not do candles. That's a disaster waiting to happen.
So...
My arm's on fire!
If a kilt is a male skirt, what if you made an overall kilt? Would that be a dress?
Ah, smart man. Only one way to find
Depends
out.
On if you're
Let's
underwear.
Do it.
Find out on next week's podcast, episode 59. I'm just, I don't know.
Possibly 59. Possibly 60 or 58.